Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it! It's time for episode 628 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. I am H. Michael Cray, Chart Linklater, and with me as always is Starred. What's up, Starred?
How's it going, man?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I tried to freeball the intro, and I landed on my face on that one.
It was pretty dicey for a moment there.
But congratulations.
I think you stuck it.
Yeah. I meant to say congratulations. You have reached checkpoint pigskin playoffs on the road to summer 2023.
That's right. I got the Purdy, you know, enthusiasm.
Purdy Niners. Cock dirty. What's up? Yeah, you guys are the first game on Saturday, so we'll see what happens. You're playing the Seahawks.
I think we're the team to beat. I'm excited for our guest today.
Oh, right on. I'm excited to meet him as well. Here he comes. You may remember him from episode 599 and episode 571. He's got a brand new podcast called The Show Me the Money. Please welcome back to the charts, Nick Turner.
Thank you so much, guys. It's so great to be here. I got to be honest, when I'm in the streets, Hollywood, you know, when I'm out in the streets, people yell at me all the time, "Hey, 571! You know,
right.
I'll hear from a passing car. 599!
Yeah.
I'll hear from a Target. Possible right sale.
Yeah, we got a subsection of fans just called the 571ers, and they're just fans of that particular episode. I mean, it's amazing.
571%ers, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, get it.
Right on. And hey, you're calling in from Ice Station Zebra up in Antarctica.
Yeah.
But, the mic sounds great.
Unfortunately, your guests might not get the reference because I'm in a microphone for them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I do sound like shit, and you know what? I am like shit, so it sounds great.
I like it. It's dirty. It's like Wu-Tang, you know? It's like they put the dirty filter on everything. Good stuff.
Howard is commenting right now.
Me and Mariah.
We're hearing over Zoom, but the sound the fans are hearing. It's probably pretty good.
I didn't know that.
They're here.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Tone. I was just having fun. All right. My jokes are irrelevant. So great way to start.
No, it's fine. It's good to know like what kind of abuse podcast guests put up with, you know.
There you go. This is like an expose.
Kind of mental math we never did pre-pandemic.
Where it's right, like, we didn't
what
need
I'm
to.
Hearing is not what's going out there. And
yeah. You know, we're already slaves to the machines. Like, we're already working for them. We're already making, you know, we're already working it around them as they take
audio
over
slave.
With their AI.
It's music. Audio slave, you know? They said
Hell
it.
Yeah.
They said it all. And he couldn't take it.
They said it in their name. They didn't even need to write a song. They just thought of the band name.
Right.
Yeah, then he left this earth.
They summed it up with that one. And good job to them. Nick, we're excited to have you back. We're going to get your thoughts on this brand new music of this brand new year.
Oh my God. I'm the guy. I'm the guy you got to go to when you want to talk the no-no.
Tell us about this new podcast.
Oh, great question. I have a new podcast. It's about gambling on the movie award season. And Howard, you've caught me at an incredible time because the award season kicks off as soon as we're done recording.
Right now, what's the first? The Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
So you're not just covering the Oscars. You're going to be doing. Tell us which events you'll be covering.
Oh yeah. So my slate of entertainment will include the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice Awards, the DGAs, the SGAs.
Wow.
I guess that's SAGs. The WGAs. The BAFTAs.
The new union.
Spirit, another union we could give money to and not receive back. The Spirit Awards, the Critics' Choice. So I don't know.
So that's like six,
already,
seven awards. That's a lot to bet on. And are you going to be just predicting the winners of these categories? Are you doing prop bets or what kind of stuff?
Oh, come on. Well, I wish there were prop bets. It's kind of still the Wild West when it comes to gambling on entertainment. Mm-hmm. Because there are no legal entertainment lines on U.S. sites that are regulated by the U.S. government, like DraftKings. They're only in the states that they're in, and they do not do entertainment lines, I believe, because entertainment lines are predetermined.
Okay. So you're gambling real money on this?
Real money. And they cap it pretty well. It's usually like capped at like $25 per category.
And then how do you do it? Are you doing it overseas or something?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's like six or seven overseas websites that you can play on. And ironically, you can't play on them in regulated states. It's backwards, but, Bovada, BetUS, BetOnline, MyBookie, sports betting. Okay. If you can think of a way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then, you got to play on all of them.
And then what are you going to be talking about? Bets you're excited about or just gaming the winners? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we got real money in this.
And then, all right. So what's something you're excited about? What's a bet you have going?
For sure. My early excitement was Bill Nighy to win Best Actor. I don't think it's going to pan out, but okay. I put some early money on. If Nighy wins, you know, I'm
what movie is that one? What I don't Living. Know much about it. So what movie is it?
Living? It's the guy what's
the science
Love
guy.
Actually from Love oh, okay. Actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Bill Nighy, the acting guy, right. The guy who sings. you know, you can't control my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Got some of the words wrong, but you get it.
I get it.
And but then, right
are
now,
you excited? Is that a is he a favorite? Is he a long shot? What's the play?
You know, he's a favorite to be nominated. The Oscar nominations still have not come out, and okay. So all the betting on the Oscars is, you know, speculative amongst, it could be 20 different people, you know, you could bet on now. But the Golden Globes, that's obviously the nominations are out. And I got my money on Everything Everywhere All at Once to win a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And
best special effects.
Yeah. You know, the Globes doesn't fuck with that.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Globes doesn't know anything about special effects. They're about stories
right.
From white people. Famously did not have any black members until last year.
Oh, well, they got Gerard this year.
They got him.
Woo.
They have a lot more people. The same guy that bought Chelsea, the soccer team, bought the Golden Globes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the guy from Florida?
More people.
Is it the guy, Todd American Bowley. Guy? What's his name?
Todd Bowley or Bailey? I call him Fat Sam Neill. That's what he looks like.
He does. Does he come to these shows? Does he sit on stage and like? Does he involve himself?
Well, he just bought it.
Okay.
But he also like has a stake
like Elon in, Musk whatever. Buying Twitter. This guy bought the Globes kind of thing. It's like
yeah,
a
for sure.
Move.
But this guy, this is like about his portfolio. He owns yeah. like he owns part of A24. He owns part of the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is where the Golden Globes present.
Right. He's a very into showbiz.
Yeah, he's a real POS. I'm gotcha. Sure.
Hey, Stard, what am I not asking? What are you curious with this betting thing?
What about the Razzies? Is that up for?
Yeah,
great question.
You can bet on the Razzies, but I do not bet on the Razzies because the Razzies are a purely, they're another thing that got bought
it's like
by
opinion.
A speculator.
Yeah, it's like a joke.
So they've changed it now. So the people who vote on the Razzies are people who give them $40.
Okay.
And you can be a Razzies.
Oh,
voter.
Anyone could do it. Oh, yeah, that's yeah. not
pay
good.
To play to play.
And then,
yeah,
and
it doesn't make any sense.
And
it's
then,
but you
do
bet.
Most of these? Do most of these unions and awards have the same amount of people voting on them, or is like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
the Razzies is
different.
Anybody with $40?
That's anything. I mean, the Academy is like 7,000-8,000 people.
Okay,
and the Golden Globes is like literally 97 people.
Okay, right. It varies.
Although it tripled this year. But there's like, you know, like the New York Critics Film Circle, you know, it's like five people, whatever. Or the Gotham Awards were five people. It could be anything, but nothing comes close to the Academy.
And so what's the first thing that'll pay off is I guess it's these Globes, the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's these Globes.
What's
maxed
the big,
it out.
You got a lot of bets on that?
Cate Blanchett.
Okay.
A couple of books.
Okay. For Tar?
And, yeah, I got some good money on the Daniels.
Wait,
for best director.
Isn't Cate Blanchett? Isn't she a voice in that Puss in Boots movie?
I don't know. She was not nominated for that, unfortunately.
Okay, I think I'm thinking of Kate Winslet, the other one.
Oh
the
yeah,
Kate.
Yeah, I mean, hey, hard to tell them apart.
Sorry,
it doesn't
to
matter
interrupt.
Even if you can't.
So. What are you most excited? What's the one you're most excited to find out about? Is it you got a big bet on a certain
for
one?
For sure. Well, if I ever have a friend get nominated for anything, this is one of my rules. They will lose.
Okay.
If I know a person, they're never going to win. And that has stood to the test of time.
Who have you known that's lost?
Oh, like last year, the Lucas brothers, you know, they lost.
Okay.
So, you know, it happens.
Thanks a lot.
But what's that?
Say thanks. I mean, the Lucas brothers owe you a thanks.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But this year, Janelle James is nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Globe.
Okay.
For Abbott Elementary. And so I just had to put $25 on it. And if she wins, I get $200.
Oh, nice. So that's 8-1, huh? Who's
your
favorite in that one?
It's Cheryl Lynn Ralph, her co-star.
Oh, okay.
So
can't give it to both of them. That's tough that they both can't win it, you know? It's like the Bills-Bengals.
You said it. It's exactly like that. It's like D-Day, you know?
Right.
It's like Sophie's Choice.
If someone gets injured in the ceremony, would they say, hey, it's a tie? Everybody just ties? Is that possible?
Yeah. If Will Smith just goes on another rampage, they might have to call the whole thing, and then
gotcha.
My bets will just come back to me.
Gotcha. Hey, and so in past years, have you put a lot of money on this type of thing?
Well, it's hard to figure out how to do it. And so last year we did this for a couple of months. We did this podcast through award season. And so then it was that we figured out how hard it is to bet on these because even the sites that do have them, they will pop on and off on a whim. You know,
oh, okay.
They might not have any lines for a week and then have four different award shows for a week and then have them one day and not the other day. And then it's on this site and it's on the other site.
Fly by night.
And you got to put your money in there and blah, blah, blah. And it's really, really
it's
complicated.
Wild West.
But I have won every year on this. It's like, you know, it's a big hobby of mine. Me and my co-host, Pat Stango, we're part of a big Oscar lover group that does a big Oscar pool every year. and it's very difficult. And I have won twice. I'm the only one. It's
one nice.
But it's the only thing I'm smarter than everyone else in.
Wow. You might as well, yeah, lean on that.
I'm doing it. My comedy. It didn't work.
It's over.
No.
Everybody's a specialist now. Yeah. Hey, well, I can't wait to hear more about it, but let's get into our music chart as we do. First of all, wrap the history of recorded music. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's that? Yeah, next. NFTs, maybe. Tunes.
Had a heckler.
AI fees.
Oh, yeah. Fees.
Fees for the AI.
Oh, yeah. All right. What charts do we have this week?
All right. I am looking at the Spotify Viral 50 in the USA.
Oh, so this I like is, this.
A little different than just like the flat out nominal top, you know, songs, which is always going to be T Swift and everything.
These are on the move.
Viral. These are on the move.
Okay. Heat Seekers.
Heat Seekers. Exactly. Might be a little bit more what people are actually excited about. So coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is SZA with Kill Bill. Damn, you was out of reach. You was at the farmer's market with your perfect peach. Now I'm in the basement, planning on my patience. Now you laying face down, got me singing over a beat. I'm so mature, I'm so mature, I'm so mature. I got me in therapist to tell me this other man. I do more than I just want you. If I can't have you, no one will. And I feel like that's too much... Too much reverb for the beginning of the year or something. You want to start the year with a clear head? And she still sounds like she's wasted from the holidays. She's in a well. She's like down in a well somewhere.
Yeah, if you name yourself after a movie, your song has to be at least as good as that movie, and I don't think this held up.
Mm. True.
Well, okay. Maybe wait for part two to come out.
There you go.
There we go.
You say that.
The yellow one. Not the red one. The yellow one.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the song. It's very wordy. I still haven't heard the whole thing, but
wordy and fuzzy.
Yeah,
feels like it might be kind like Xanax.
Coming in at number four.
It's trash.
Number four.
Fuerza Regida with and Grupo Frontera with Bebe Dame.
How do you say it so perfectly?
Kidding.
Wow. Yeah, this wouldn't have made the regular Spotify.
It's viral, though.
Hey, you want to hear something crazy about these bands?
What's that?
A lot of these bands from Mexico or South America, when they come through Fort Lauderdale, they play at this place called the Horizon Retirement Center. And it sounds just like it's a retirement home.
Yeah.
But if you look it up, it's just like looks like any other big concert or something like that. So they just there must be such a big retirement home down there that they actually have like a massive, you know, auditorium or stage or something.
That's insane.
It's usually just for funerals.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have mass funerals every weekend. And then sometimes they book Luis Miguel and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty wild. Check it out. I'd love to see a show there sometime. Horizon Retirement Home.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it as, you know, Royal Albert Hall or Madison Square Garden. It's like, we sold out the retirement center in 1978.
At least they Alive Who Charted down there.
I'd like that.
We should do that.
Yeah. And, you know, they weren't, it wasn't all old people in the audience either. It's just like, I guess that's the spot. That's the place to be in town.
Well, you know, early retirement is big these days.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Maybe it's the 30 under 30 crowd.
Yeah.
Going
what
over there.
What do call it? Silent withdrawal? What is it called? Quiet quitting?
Oh, quiet quitting.
Yeah.
Quiet quitting, quiet firing. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Luke Grimes, No Horse to Ride. You know this one, right?
No.
Oh, I thought you were a Grimes head.
I'd be driving in a dark with no headlights on. What if Luke Grimes was just a guy who sang Grimes songs but real country
yeah.
style?
Yeah.
What if it was just Grimes stalker and he just says, "Look, Grimes. Look, yeah. Grimes.
Luke. Luke. Grimes. He's got a weird
He's got
accent.
An accent. I can't do
Luke,
it. You know, legally.
Grimes.
There's got to be about 13 Lukes on the country charts.
Oh, God, yeah. At the Luke same Bryan. Time. There's Luke Bryan. Combs. There's Zach Myron. Yeah, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs.
Yeah. Luke, Bo and Luke Duke.
Yeah, what's going
They'll
on
They'll always
with
be
that?
Charting.
Yeah.
I mean, is that Luke, just the most popular name down in, like, white southern
I think,
culture?
I think actually it's like, you think it's southern, but then it's just because, like, dad loves Star Wars, you know?
I think it's a good name, especially for a country music artist, because it comes in soft with an L, you know. You know, it's like you're not expecting it, and then it ends with a hard K, and you're like, Luke. It gets its foot in the door, and then it gets you off.
You also, right? you hit on it a little bit there with the accent. It's really fun to
I
say
hit on
the with
table
the accent.
Too, ruining
Luke.
It.
There you go.
Luke.
Get in here, Luke.
Well, you know, Luke, that's how the Skywalkers talked.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
Get in here. I mean, he was a farmer. I mean, think about it.
Luke Skywalker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
The Duke brothers were pissed that they didn't get that role. I thought he was Southern.
Oh, yeah. Boss Hogg, Darth Vader, same thing. Big fat guy. Jabba the Hutt.
Luke Grimes. All right.
Right on. All right. What's coming in at number two?
Number two is The Kiffness and Rushan. It's a Beautiful Day.
Oh, this is that kid from TikTok.
Mason Ramsey?
No, this kid, this kid is just a kid in a classroom saying those lyrics, like, in Africa or something.
Okay.
And then they took it and put it over, I think it was a real song, and then they put that kid's lyrics on it or something. But you can go on TikTok and just see that kid standing there saying that stuff.
Oh, that's true art history.
That's AI at work right there, I guess.
Really just sampling whatever is trending, like, right now.
Yeah.
It's probably the future of music right there.
But the kid does have a real cool vocal that he put. I mean, he has a real distinct kind of voice.
yeah, sounds good. He almost sounds like the corn kid. You know, the kid who loves corn so much.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I like that these kids 60s. Don't have to get record companies to believe in them. They just say something cool on the mic and
they come
everybody
to them.
Uses it.
Yeah. Okay, coming in at number one.
Wow. Number one.
Libyanka with People. And if you don't know me well at all, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave.
Imagine wanting to know what this is. I mean, not that it's bad, but there's just so much music like this.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what's this one? I don't know. To me, it's
coming in at number one on the Dentist Waiting Room Hot 100.
Yeah. I'm about to get a root canal, but this thing, it sounds really soothing. What is this thing?
This is the song. This is like, yeah, it's a song that, you know, like their hope, like the government hopes you don't know you listen to a song after listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a profile on you. They know there's some bitch in
hidden
you, as Michael Jordan would say.
It's funny to me that you said it like dentist music, you know, that used to just kind of be occupied by artists who sort of knew they were dorks. Or you know what I mean? Like
now it feels like
very, very cool young people are doing dentist music and they don't want to admit it.
But yeah.
It is. You know what I mean? Yeah. But they sound like cool people.
Right.
But
yeah, it's very VH1-y, like Jack Johnson may have started that trend because he's like a young artist, but then you'd also hear him at a doctor's office.
Totally. It's like, tell me you grew up rich without telling me you grew up rich. And it's like, my musical influences are the doctor. I had doctor money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Always going on appointments. They sound good. So they're on the meds.
They must play that kind of music just to keep you from freaking out or lashing out, just keeping you calm.
Yeah,
that song is classified as Narcan.
It sounds good with a thumb through magazine, all that music. Right on. Well, that was interesting to get that. There was definitely more of a world perspective on that one. A couple international artists.
I heard that.
So
that
was a great change of pace, a great way to kick off this pig skin playoffs party that we're throwing today.
That's right.
Well, awesome. We're going to be right back with Nick Turner. We'll hear more about the Show Me the Money podcast. Show Me the Money. And we'll be with you on the movie chart.
We got it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Nick Turner, and
Brett
Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see.
Boom.
But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Hey, do you guys notice, like, I can't get any light, like, because I got my background blurred?
Yeah.
I got a light right on me, and it just kind of doesn't give as much light.
I think it looks pretty good.
Okay.
Yo, I wasn't even using this, but check this shit out.
You're better lit than I am right now.
Nice.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
I have a straight up window right here.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. It's magic hour.
I did not picture a window right there.
I didn't either. Especially with the,
yeah, that's right. That's fancy.
Right. How's the rain? How are you guys dealing with the rain right now?
I got cabin fever. Well. I mean, I was taking walks in the rain just because it's like I have to go outside at some point, and it's been tough.
Even in like when it's just dumping down.
I went out. I just was doing it by time. I was like 0 to 10. No matter if this is good or bad, I'm going out at noon. I went out three times in it.
Wow.
In fact, I went to the supermarket and the lines were so long from everybody kind of rushing to get food that I just turned around and left, went back home. It was like, I imagine Russia to be.
It's mayhem out there. I'll tell you though, I would rather walk in it than drive in it. Because I've been having to do a lot of driving.
Yes.
And like last night was maybe the wettest I've ever seen this place. Like,
last night was insane. The rain was so hard. It was crazy.
There was a violence to it that was crazy.
What part of town are you in over there, Nick?
I'm in Silver Lake. I'm in Virgil Village, right south of
Did the lake Virgil overflow?
There. I mean, not to here.
Okay.
But I've actually been walking around. I've been walking around like hiking in Silver Lake for like hours every day.
The rain?
Yeah, And then I have this like
Do you like the rain?
Type of deal.
Is that why?
No, I'm just trying to not die.
Got
to
do something.
And so I've also got this office. Like, it's a WeWork. It's like a WeWork. It's called Second Home. But it's like, it's so outside. Like, everywhere you go, you have to go outside to get there. And it's just like, all day long, I am in the fucking rain. And I'm going to fucking lose it.
Right. It's kind of like these kids that go to high school out here where the half the high school's outside. Like, how do they go to, what do they do?
Oh, yeah, my high school was like all outside.
It was?
Yeah. And it did rain there. So I guess you just, I guess we just dealt with it. But it somehow feels more disastrous down here in Southern California, like when it rains. I think because it's just the way of life is not suited to it.
Yeah, like you're always outside. Everything winter. In LA is like, look at this beautiful weather. And so you have to live like in an open window for a month and a half.
Right. Yeah. And then even it feels like the streets and everything just start flooding instantly. It's like with way less rain than in normal places.
Yeah, they have bulldozers that drive around over here and bulldoze out the sewers. They just go by and then they lower their bulldoze thing, like the scooper.
Yeah.
They're digging out the sewers, and then this building next to me always floods, and these guys got to show up with a van and a big, like, fire hose and, like, drain the water out and send it back out to the street. It fucks shit up over here.
Yeah, it's a weird system.
But speaking of rain, I know rain sends people into the cinemas, so let's find out what's in the top five this week. Now, Nick, you don't do any... you don't do any betting on this type of thing, right? Like box office or anything? It's just awards.
No, I don't. But I did see some recent box office lines on Bovada. They've got some, how much is this going to make over or under whatever number.
Wow.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, that is. Opens up a whole new thing to bet on.
Well, my co-host, Pat Stango, has another podcast called The B.O. Boys, where they exclusively talk about box office. So it's very much in the line of sight.
Oh, and the Chartiverse.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
On its way out of the charts, I think, this is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Ooh. That's Bob Marley. That's a cover.
Yep.
So this one, this involves a lot of water. I mean, Aquatar 2, The Way of Water, is a lot of water, but also is this one. This is kind of like when we get two volcano movies or two Prefontaine movies.
Two
big water blockbusters.
Deep Impact and Armageddon at the same time.
And this has got like a Submariner type of a guy, right? He almost looks like Submariner. He's the serpent god.
That sounds right based on the trailer, which is all I've seen. Okay. Nick, have you seen this?
No, I'm trying to figure out what a Submariner is.
He's like Aquaman.
Designated hitter for the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah. It's a sports reference.
Submariner?
Yeah, he's like an Aquaman knockoff, and then this guy comes out of the ocean. His name's Kukul Khan. And he's the feather serpent god.
Wow.
Oh, you nice. Oh, what a
great I know my water. Movie. If they're saying it came out of the water, I gotta know what it's about.
You know, all water based lore.
Yeah. Like Atlantis, all that type of thing.
Oh yeah, I'm looking on
the sea people.
Google Images.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on these superhero movies, but I think if it's a really great movie, they'll come out.
There you go.
like eight times, and so they didn't.
They did.
I didn't see it, but I heard it's not a good one.
Nick, if you had to wager, what percentage this got on Rotten Tomatoes? Where would you come in? Where would you set the over under?
Would say 72.
How about you start?
I'm not going to look. I'm going to say it came out 85.
Wow. You know what? Nick, you're safely underneath. If this was Price is Right, you'd be the winner. But Starred is closest.
What?
Sardis closest because it was 84%.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But which is like a 72 in superhero in Marvel movies.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't
in Marvel years, it's a 72.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the audience score on that one? That's got to be like close to 100 or something.
Must be close.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up next? I'm sure
Howard knows. I'm looking at now 94 audience score. Okay, it's a crowd pleaser. Okay, coming in at number four.
Number four.
A man called Otto.
Don't you let that dog piss on my walkway.
He has no idea who's doing that.
Well, it was one of you.
Was this grumpy Hanks?
This is Tom Hanks as Howard Kramer. Yeah, he's a grumpy guy. He tells everybody what to do around the neighborhood.
I don't know if I buy him.
What happens is, he can pull off grumpy a little bit. You just got to yell at people. And he says, why are you parked over here? Get off my lawn type of stuff. But then he gets a dog and he gets involved with the neighbors and he lets life in and he becomes a little.
Have you seen it?
I looked into it.
Okay. Yeah. You seem to know a lot about it.
Well, Tom Hanks is very high up in my Starface disc collection. Nick, this would be up your alley. I got a collection of picture disc DVDs.
Yes, it's in there.
It doesn't sound like he's so into it.
No, this is, sorry, I thought you were saying you had it in your DVD collection. I did see the movie that this was, this is a remake of.
Okay.
Which came out like, I don't know, five
it's like
or six
a foreign
years ago.
Movie or something, right?
Man Called Ove. But it was nominated for best foreign film or whatever.
Okay. What country is that from?
I believe Sweden.
Okay.
That was pretty good. I have no interest in this because I've actually put Tom Hanks in my own personal movie jail since his role as Colonel Tom Parker.
How'd he get in there?
Yeah.
How did he get in
there?
Colonel
Tom Parker. Well, he just made up an accent, and it doesn't exist anywhere on Earth. And for my money, he ruined the movie, which I didn't like anyway.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that a lot. I've heard for some reason, I feel like the sentiment about Tom Hanks lately, I've heard from so many different people that they're just like tired of the guy. Like they know he's good. And they're just a little sick.
Like, what's he going to do that's new? You just like, okay.
And I always like him. I'm not saying I necessarily feel that way, but I see it in the culture right now. People aren't into him. They're ready to.
Well, what?
Yeah. Things started to change for him when he was the first celebrity to get COVID. Because I kind of feel like he gave the world COVID.
Yeah. Because he was flying around, spreading it around and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or whatever. He's the father of, America.
Celebrity COVID.
Suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he's out. He's in movie jail. Nick's personal movie jail.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's made a bunch of them. And
sure.
He's got a pile of Starface discs. Pretty incredible.
Probably.
Moving on. Yeah, let me bet if you guys had to wager, Nick, if you had to wager on A Man Called Otto, what do you think that got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, shit. I'm going to go with
1 to 100.
83.
And you start?
I'm going to go with 43.
You think that it's a Tom Hanks movie has scored that low?
This trailer looks pretty bad to me.
Wow.
I could imagine it just tanking a little bit.
I'm glad we got a Gen Z here to weigh in. Okay.
Well, who's right?
You were both equally right in that 16. It came in at 61%.
Wow.
By 20. God. How about that?
That's pretty amazing.
That's no good.
I mean, that's not a great score.
No, it's not. It's terrible. It's terrible. But yeah, it's 43 is even worse. All right. What's coming up next?
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
Boots? Let's talk.
No hablo inglés.
¿Hablas español? Yo también. Ah, ¿de dónde eres? ¿Te gustan las siestas?
I don't speak Spanish either.
You're funny. What's your story?
My story.
I can't believe they brought Smash Mouth back for this.
That's my movie jail right there. You got a Smash Mouth song in your soundtrack? Never going to see it. That's DreamWorks doing that to us again. They must own that song or something like that. This one.
Yeah. Well, it's just to tell you that it's still part of Shrek. That's why it's in there.
Part. This is like in the same universe?
Yeah. Well, he's the cat from Shrek.
I didn't even know that.
From like Shrek 3.
Antonio Banderas.
Puss in Boots. The official Puss in Boots is in Shrek.
Yeah. He was a smaller character, now got his own films.
Oh, wow.
And in this one, I'll tell you what, he gets retired to where an old lady with a bunch of cats takes him in and he thinks he's over the hill, but he gets sucked back into a final mission.
One last
ride.
And
crowds like this one. If you guys were to wager on the popularity of this one, where would you go?
Yeah. I'm going to go 89.
Really?
Wow.
89.
Yeah. So
there's been a few of these.
This we're guessing the audience or the critic score.
This is the main score. The main score.
All right. I'm going to guess 72.
72. Wow. You both are on the wrong side of this one. This came in at a massive 96%.
Oh, okay, really?
This thing is higher than a Toy Story or something like that. 96. Can you believe that?
Come on. All right.
I believe it.
You guys, there's no real money involved here. Please don't get despondent and depressed if your guess isn't correct.
That's, I mean, these kids now are getting so much content, you know, like highbrow, well-received content. I just feel like, you know, we're putting so much energy in these things. They have enough.
Yeah, they got enough of these.
They have enough, like, great, great movies to watch that'll cover their childhood.
You're like, you could be a kid now and only watch movies that got, like, a 99%.
Yeah.
And you would have enough of them.
Yeah, and you turn 13 by the time you're done.
Yeah. The bar is raised high.
Yep. All right. Coming in at number one.
We got to do number two.
You are right. Good track accounting.
Good save.
Good chart accountant. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Megan. This one, a lot of people are buzzing about this one.
I'm going to do everything I can.
I got to say, this is one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It just sells the spookiness of it.
I don't even take care of my own plants.
I'll tell you guys, they bring in this this niece. She's got to live with her aunt. And the aunt's got a project at work called Megan. It's this doll that keeps you from being lonely. And then the doll won't turn off. And then the doll starts protecting the kid.
Yeah.
And killing people.
That's right. It's like a modern day Chucky.
It's a modern day Chucky. It's a cautionary tale against AI.
Yeah.
It's her. With, you know, you can't just be romantic with it. It's going to kill you.
Yeah. Keep it to the romance.
Nick, is this nominated or this will be next year's nominations?
Oh, this is not going to be nominated, my friend.
You're saying it has
takes
no
a
shot.
Lot for a horror movie. This is not, not a contender.
Horrors never get any.
It's
any
tough with horror.
The only horror movie I think that is nominated for the Golden Globes is The Menu.
Okay. Ghost Panther.
That's off the charts already, interestingly. But
It was a small opening or?
I don't know. The Menu?
I've heard good things about it.
No, it's recent. I mean, it was like, it's an awards contender, I guess, but it's, you know, it didn't really get there. Ralph Fiennes is nominated for Golden Globe.
You got any money on that one?
On that race, I do. Yeah, I've got Colin Farrell money. he's a runaway because he's in a comedy category.
And do you go see all these movies, or are you betting on stuff you haven't seen?
You know, I do make a point of it. A lot of years I have seen every nominated movie from every category. But if I don't hit it, I get close. But no, I watch them all. But a big thing on our show that we say is like, is the quality is not important. I think, you know, there's like certain factors, and when there's a tie, quality is the tiebreaker. But my co-host disagrees with me even on that. It's not about watching them. It is not about that.
It's about betting the right way.
Yeah, it's just about recognizing trends.
Is that what you mean?
And yeah, it's about recognizing, being the only guy to recognize that Anthony Hopkins was going to beat Chadwick Boseman, but I got it right.
Okay, yeah. What's the logic there? How come you knew that?
Because he had been winning late award shows, like the BAFTAs a week before, and you know, the Spirit Awards, and people weren't taking it into account because a lot of the lines are just based on like what people think it's going in, and they're like, Chadwick Boseman died, he's going to win. And that's it. And that's just the narrative. Like with the Fabelmans this year, it's just been the super front runner for best picture, best director. And it's not going to happen because A, no one's watching the movie. It's still $20 on PVOD. And Spielberg's not campaigning. And I haven't seen the movie, but I can't imagine from what I've heard and read that it's going to be enough to beat Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Right on. And then why is the $20 important? Don't all the movies either come as screeners or you got to go pay for them?
What's that? What do you mean?
Well, you were saying it's still $20 on the...
Well, you know the hierarchy of like movie cost when you like go buy it off iTunes, like the brand new ones, the ones that are still in theaters that they want you to go buy tickets to, they'll be $20. But if it started to leave theaters, it'll be like $7, $6, $7.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying that people won't go see it because it's
20,
still expensive.
Obviously. Yeah. I would never get a $20 movie. You wait a week, it's $7. You wait 2 weeks, it's on a streamer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what do you think now is one that everybody thinks is going to happen and you say it isn't?
Well, Fabelmans. I think Fabelmans is going to happen. Also, Brendan Fraser for Best Actor for The Whale, I think he went from mega front runner to about even with Colin Farrell. And in terms of Golden Globes, Austin Butler is the current favorite over Brendan Fraser. But there's, you know, everyone's got some speculation about Brendan Fraser and the Golden Globes because he was molested by the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association some time ago.
Oh, how does that affect the betting?
Well, you know, people think like, oh, he can't win because of this, because he's not going to the event and he's not campaigning for it.
He can't win.
And so that affects that. But other people could be look at it and be like, this is one of the ways the Hollywood Foreign Press can make amends.
Right. That's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And then do you keep making bets all the way up until award time, or you place your bets well in advance?
No, for sure. I keep making bets because these awards shows keep happening, and then you win a little more scratch, and then you put it towards the Academy Awards, and you get your big payday on Academy Awards Day. And that's the good thing. And so, you know, whatever I make on the Globes, I'll put into the Critics' Choice Awards that are.
Yeah, I
on
get
Saturday
that you bet on all the awards, but it's like, do you just set your bets, or it's like 5 minutes before the shit's about to pop, you're sticking in late bets and stuff.
So, like, way before, like months out or weeks out, you bet on wild or long shots, and then when it gets closer to it, you just max out the favorites because they usually figured it out by that time.
Okay,
the money is in the weeks out, months out speculation.
Gotcha. Okay, right on.
Cool. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Avatar, Way of Water. Aquatar.
Dad, I know but I feel her.
You know, it's just funny because in the first movie, they get chased away from this beautiful tree. And yeah, you kind of feel sorry for them because they get chased from their home.
Yeah.
But it's like this second home is way nicer. Like the beach home. Like now they're in the water. They're riding around on flying fish. Like they definitely, upgraded. They bounce back from that first one for sure.
Right. Yeah, that tree, they're just kind of under it.
Remember in the movie where like the bad guys burned their like huts at one point? And then in the next scene, the family still had their hut. Does anyone remember that?
That was in the first Avatar?
No, I don't remember.
No, it was in the latest Avatar. Did y'all not watch it?
Oh, I didn't. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. No, I watched it. It was long.
It was long? I mean, it was impressive, though.
It's like 3.5 hours. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
That is too long.
That's way too long.
They should, like Kill Bill, they should have split that up.
Yeah.
Two and three.
And then made a rapper as well.
Yeah.
What's your bet on this one, guys? Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say 89.
89.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go 90.
Wow. Oh,
Price is Right.
Audiences may not have liked it as much as you two. It's come in at 77%.
Okay. Wait, that's audience or critics?
Whatever the main one, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
critics. We seem to have trouble with that.
Well there's Rotten Tomato is always the critic score and the audience score. So that's why.
Yeah, but
they always,
if you just look at the splash page, they're giving you one score.
I know, but you keep saying the audience. That's where the confusion comes in.
I see. I can't look like an ass on this one. You're going to have to edit around. anyway, sorry about that, Kate. I thought it was fun
Barbara Walters is no longer with us, so I have to ask the hard-hitting questions. I got to put your feet to the fire.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
You are the new Barbara Walters. Did she leave us recently?
Yeah, she's gone.
Last week or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It was a pretty big deal, you know.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I immediately just started thinking of Gilda Radner because she started doing the impression of her. You know, the impression of her.
Of course.
And Gilda's, you know, she's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey,
it's funny though. I saw like some almost like highlight reels of Barbara Walters, and it's just funny with a person like that, their best moments are just totally skewering somebody or basically being almost like out of context. It would look like she's just being like a jerk, just needling people.
Yeah, all the time.
But it's funny to just be like, these are the best moments of her life, you know?
Like if they showed your top five arguments, like, you know, when you died.
Right.
Great times. Well, RIP, and we'll be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. All right. The Hot Picks.
Did you forget when the song ended?
No, it's just, it was my feed through. I'm sure it's not the audio for the listeners, but my feed through was all crazy garbled. And then it ended when I started. Yeah. Let's see if we did better than Spotify Viral. I bet we did. These are our hot picks.
All right. Coming in at number five. This is Howard's first pick. This is Taste with Bang, Bang, Bang. Spy funk.
Yeah. Peter Gunn type shit.
Oh, bang, bang, bang.
How about that? That song's cool. From 2023.
I know.
We only got 10 days into the year. So some cool stuff.
Where do you find that one?
That I actually heard on the radio, and I'm like, I'm going to Shazam this. And I'm like, wait a second. I thought it was going to be some old Cramp song or something.
Yeah.
But it had a backbeat to it, too. It started getting funky in there. Bang, bang, bang.
I like the chorus a lot.
Yeah. Shout out to Taste with that one.
His mic was a little bit hot. It was getting a little distorted there. You might want to back off of it a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, I might want to call in a Sweetwater.
Yeah, I was listening to that through Zoom audio too, so it was like
a real
experience. I my pants.
Crazy.
Right on.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. Did I get it right? Yeah, this is Wolfpack featuring Theo Katzman with All That's Left of Me Is You.
I'm just a piece of food left in the midday sun. Dead on the insects eat.
Oh. He's comparing his love to the insects and the way they eat the fruit.
Yeah. I guess
something going on there. You leave the fruit out, the bugs eat it, and then all that's left once they feed the queen is what? Our love. I liked it. It had Beatles overtones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wolfpack. They're kind of like they're pretty big. They're like a band, but they have these featured singers, and the band is always just like expertly, you know, tight. They play like really good funk backbeats and stuff like that. They always just have their sound like locked in.
Gotcha.
Are there any kind of stuff that plays at the dentist office at the end of business when the dentist is just high on nitrous?
Yeah. Yeah. The after party.
Closing time. Yeah. Starts banging nurses in the hallway and stuff.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Nick's pick. This is from Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. This is Ciao Papa.
Ooh.
The banger.
Ciao Papa. Mio Papa. Time has come to say farewell. For how long will I go? Is it far? No one knows, no one can tell. If I am gone for a long, long time, I'll pack away a fine piece of shine. The sounds of birds jumping with bells draw rings of plums to
child vocals. Haven't had those in.
Probably good.
Is it that kid from TikTok?
Oh, yeah, it's a TikTok kid. This is great. Of course, we're hearing Pinocchio tell of his own plight through the song.
Yeah. Nominated for Golden Globe, best song.
I got to see that version. It just looks amazing. The stop motion.
All of the critics agree this song is in fifth place to win out of five. Really?
Do you have money on this one?
I fucking cried, Howard.
Wow.
Because I have a, you know.
It's not about quality. Remember that.
No, by fifth place. I told you, I started off. Doesn't matter. I'm not even saying it's a good song. I just, a little boy being like, bye, Dad. I don't know when I'm going to see you again. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how far it is. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. It thinking of my little boy.
Watching you enjoy it was apropos for the room that you're coming to us from.
Thank you so much. Well, my wife is in the good recording area. I've got an actual corner with, sound deadening stuff put up in it, but no, I'm in the closet.
Right on.
Also has stuff, sound deadening stuff in there.
Hey, what's the big favorite in that one? What's the big song that's supposed to win?
Oh, buddy, it's a dead heat between Rihanna's Wakanda song and Lady Gaga's Top Gun song.
I see.
But I think I have money on it. I made selections for each category, and I think Lady Gaga is going to pull it out. It's a more dynamic song.
Yeah, the way he said drawing reminded me of that old like SNL thing.
Oh yeah, Mike Myers, Simon with his drawings.
I like to do drawings.
Are you looking at my bum?
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Paramore with The News. This is the second single they put out that I've liked. So they're on a roll.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, they ruined it. Just kidding. Nice. Jagged.
Yeah. You know, sometimes these bands, like, I think they started out pretty good, but sometimes, like, I feel like they've been around long enough that they've just become a really good band. Like, if you played with the same people for, you know, decades.
Yeah, they get tight.
Tight, and they get, like, more sophisticated in the song. It's like, I just hear that in them. Like, they feel like they are working well together.
Okay. No substitute for experience. They get, you know, a few decades deep.
Were done, and they came back, I think, totally. Thanks to that Olivia, what's-her-face song.
Rodrigo?
She had a song that everyone thought was so similar to a Paramore song that she just made.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She just made the writers of that song, writers on her song. And they might have been working together. And I think this is like a resurgence, like because of them. And I also think they were in the news because two of the members got married or long time members.
To each other?
Yeah. Hell of a 2022 for this band.
Sounds like.
Yeah. That's a really good point with the Rodrigo thing. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were just smart to seize on that. Cause like,
yeah, they go, hey, she sounds good and she sounds like Paramore. Why don't we get her? I like that.
Good for you. You'd be happy and healthy now, me.
Yeah. They should just do Rodrigo's version.
Mm-hmm. Fucking rules.
Great. Okay. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's second pick. This is Iggy Pop with Frenzy off his amazing new album. So good.
That one almost sounds like him doing a B-52 song. I'm in a frenzy.
You fucking prick.
You fucking dick.
I want to hear that B-52s.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a real aggressive one.
Issuing diss tracks.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be a good resurgence for them.
I've thrown a couple of these new Iggy songs, and I'm just like amazed how he sounds on them. Like, he's had some good work in the last 5-6 years, but it's all been sort of more, I don't know, like plodding and lower voice registers.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, he's like full I don't know. It's like
I thought he was the kid from the Pinocchio song. I mean, he was getting high up there.
He equally knows where he's going and where he is.
Yeah.
I wish you guys could hear what these songs sound like to me.
They sound like they have a filter on them, like an EDM DJ is going crazy with them.
Yeah. There's like certain instruments are missing. Everything's yelled through a 100-mile pipe. And it sounds pretty dope.
Well, yeah, maybe improve some of them for you.
Zoom, it's a Zoom remix. I don't think they charge for that feature. They just do it.
Yeah.
Right on. Hey, we had a lot of fun counting this stuff down. We're excited about all the bets you're placing and all the different ways that you're tracking the movie business. Thanks so much for coming by. Everybody, check out the Show Me the Money podcast. It's going to be running from now through Oscars. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And we've got, if you find us, we've got like this master's doc that details every award show and every website you can bet on. And it's because it's really complicated and it's not even worth trying to figure out yourself. But that's in like the show notes. You know, you can find that.
All right. Look for that. And nice. Start.
Go to Comedy Bang Bang World. Sign yourself up. Check out Play It By Ear on Dropout TV. Check out Off Book Podcast. And of course, most of all, check out WhoPartedPod.com. If you haven't already, please sign up. Does so much to support the show, and we promise you, you get amazing content out of it every single week. You get two charted. What did we talk about last week?
Oh, last week we had an escape tune.
And, oh, yeah, of course.
We had a great escape tune, and then we had another topic, too, that was sizzling. Definitely check those out. Also, check out... Havasummer.com/shop. Check out Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. Check out Drop Day Duel. And we will see you right here next week on
Who
Charted.